This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 163 for Monday, November 30th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower Monday morning as investors booked profits on the recent multi-year highs on the last trading day of the month. Canola is down $3 to over $6, January down $6.20 at $576.80 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil accounted for some spillover selling pressure, with much-needed rains falling in parts of South America over the weekend. Expectations for large Australian canola production this year also weighed on prices, with that country's agriculture department forecasting a 3.7 million ton canola crop. That would be up 59% on the year and the fifth largest on record. The Canadian dollar is firmer in early activity, and that's also bearish for canola. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower as activity picked up after the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday. Soybeans are down 14 cents in the January contract at $11.78 per bushel. Dry areas of Brazil and Argentina received rain over the weekend, helping alleviate dryness concerns that had propped up both soybeans and corn to some extent. However, the precipitation didn't quite live up to expectations, and more will be needed going forward. Brazil is reportedly importing soybeans from the U.S. in order to meet its own domestic needs. Corn, it's down as well. The March contract 3 cents lower at $4.31 per bushel. In addition to the rains in South America, chart-based technical selling was another feature, as corn did hit fresh highs overnight before running into resistance. Wheat futures are lower across the board. Minneapolis down 12 cents in the March contract at $5.57 per bushel. Kansas City 14 cents lower in March at $5.51 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 16 cents in the March contract at $5.90 per bushel. News that Russia may be looking at raising its wheat export quota contributed to the early losses, as that would mean increased competition on the global market. Rising production estimates out of Australia were also bearish, with the country's wheat crop pegged at 31.2 million tons. That would be the second largest wheat crop on record. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, November 30th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.